Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie. All right, let me read this first of all. Let's talk Shedeur Sanders. As you know, the guy was picked in the fifth round, 144th pick, NFL draft. A travesty. I mean, just absolutely
Well, it was shocking.
Terrible.
It was shocking to everybody. I mean, everybody thought he was going to be at least top five.
Everybody had him on the board, Jamie. Yeah. Top five. This guy's going to go millions of dollars. Didn't happen that way. Now, this is from ML Football, which is a media service that covers pro football, okay? They're not officially with the NFL, but they cover pro football. They're saying, quote, multiple NFL owners told their front office to take Shedeur Sanders off their draft board per Boomer Esiason.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. All right, now let me play you what Boomer actually said.
They took him off, and they took him off because the owner said take him off. I don't want that guy. Shedeur Sanders just torpedoed himself. His attitude off the field at the combine, his dad didn't help him either. You know, he was on podcast talking about this is my son. If I can get him to where I want to get him to, I'm going to do that. But, you know, when you listen to this kid talk right prior or at the combine about if you want a new culture in your locker room, I'm the guy to do that. I can turn it around. I mean, he's very high on himself. And I think he was very off-putting to many, many coaches and general managers in the league. And I'm telling you right now, and I know this after talking to three different personnel people in the NFL this weekend, they didn't even have him on his board.
Wow.
Wow.
That is a revelation.
Yeah, that is. That is insane.
He spoke to owners or personnel within these offices, and they told him he wasn't even considered. Wasn't even considered. And according to him, he's saying that one owner called another owner, and they all said, nah, let's take him off the board.
That
too cocky.
Is such a... I mean, but all, you know, there's a lot of them that are cocky, but I think it was the duo. That's what I think it was. I mean, I think that they would still, you know, a lot of those kids are cocky as hell. And but then you add that Dion to it, I think it's the double
cockiness.
It's
a lot to take on, especially if you're an entire organization and then you're worried about dad. Like, that's some youth sports drama right there.
Because somebody said, you know, he's made it perfectly clear he wants to be an NFL coach. So why would anybody in the NFL as a coach hire his son and then know that that guy is playing for his job? You know?
My argument is this. It's like, okay, he's cocky. He's 21 years old. The guy got $6 million last year just to play at Colorado. Okay? I mean, there's a lot of factors. I mean, you can blame college football and them paying the athletes that made him cocky or whatever. There's a lot. But there are players in the NFL that go from team to team with a rap sheet.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got abuse on their rap sheet. They beat up a woman somewhere.
They rehired Michael Vick.
And they do dog fighting and all this. And you're going to tell me because of a kid's attitude and thinks he's cocky and that's a reason to pull him off the board? If I'm Sanders, I'm furious with this.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's the duo. The duo doesn't help him.
But I'm saying that if I'm the duo, it's like, hold on. Okay, we're a duo. It didn't help. Yeah. Big deal. Okay. But you don't collude with each other and call each other and say, take him off the board and have this conspiracy. You almost have a lawsuit here.
I think they can do whatever they want.
So Colin Kaepernick actually sued the NFL before for conspiracy like that, where they were, said that they were blackballing him, and he won out of court in a settlement. They gave him $10 million.
Yeah. And I think you're going to get the same thing here if it doesn't work out with Cleveland.
Yeah.
That you could actually sue these guys
That. There is a story out there today, too, that's kind of like Shador went into some of these interviews with certain teams that he did not want to play for and said that he personally... like purposely tanked the interviews. I don't know how true that is, but there is that rumor floating.
Well, there's one report saying that he, the Giants, he had an interview with them, and before that, they gave him a play call, and they were like, hey, you need to study this. And then they start going over the play call, and they're like, hey, Shador, does this look familiar? Yeah. And he goes, I've never seen that. So he didn't even study going into the thing.
My point is that you've got guys in the NFL and different sports, it's not just the NFL, that have rap sheets, man.
Yeah.
This kid's just got a bad attitude.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.